It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
For the GoFundMe page for the man you were talking to that was gathering stuff on his truck today. If you could tell me what to search for again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. From the listener line there on the Odyssey app, we appreciate you calling in. You know, we did interview Lee Newbold a little earlier, and a pastor from Tennessee, close to the disaster area there, named Jeremy. They have combined their old friends. They used to serve together as air traffic controllers, and they knew each other. And from this end, Lee Newbold is leading a caravan down there today, a convoy, if you want to call it that, delivering pallets of water to Tennessee, to the eastern part of Tennessee. And he put up a GoFundMe page because, of course, there's a cost associated with this. A pallet of water costs about $360. You get 84 cases for that. So he put up a GoFundMe page to offset his expenses a little bit. And that GoFundMe page, if you go to the GoFundMe website, just search for Sponsor Water Pallets for East Tennessee. Sponsor Water Pallets for East Tennessee. It's got Lee Newbold's name on it, so you know you found the right page. And they've taken in about $1,000 since we mentioned that an hour ago. So thanks to all of you who have gone there and donated. Somebody donated $500. Somebody donated $100, $200. You can go to that GoFundMe page, and they're up to $1,325. Now, they're trying to raise $10,000. And they're you know, all the money is going to go for transportation costs and buying the water to get the water down to Tennessee, where it'll be distributed. Let's get to Wiggins, please.
Who? Wiggins! Oh, Wiggins!
Ryan,
good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Very good.
Good to see you.
So I was looking into some things about. I was looking into some affairs.
Uh oh. Bill Clinton didn't do it.
Yeah, you know, I do think that he may have had an affair, contrary to popular belief.
I did not have sexual relations with this woman.
He denied it, but then he later said, indeed I did.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Bad grammar, I misspoke. Whoops. I'm a knucklehead sometimes.
So affairs are nothing new in politics. We probably know about more of them now than we ever have.
Yes. Yep.
It's probably always been going on.
You just got to follow the monkey business.
Yeah, exactly. Sex and money basically the entire world, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
We are in another political season now where everybody is having affairs. Like, everybody who's run is basically associated with some sort of sexual improprieties. Donald Trump is, Kamala Harris is, RFK Jr. is. And so it's bipartisan. The problem
it's
is
bipartisan. They can all agree on this.
It is.
The one issue they come together on.
They come together on.
They're
is,
all bi. But go ahead. All,
you know what? So far, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz seem like they're coming out squeaky clean on this. It's the only one.
I don't know. Have you seen some of the Tim Walz stories? I don't know if half of them are true.
You know what? I didn't want to go there.
Okay, all right, all right. Thank you.
Yes, I have.
Nothing about J.D. Vance, though, that I've heard.
Nothing confirmed.
Not with a human.
What?
Oh,
are
stop.
You suggesting?
No, that's completely debunked.
What are you suggesting?
We'll tell you later.
Never mind.
Off the air.
But,
right.
But the one that's driving me crazy right now is the current first gentleman ever in the United States is in the midst of having his own affair controversy.
But he lifts women up.
that's kind of where I'm headed with this, is that is in the midst of all of this. So about a month ago, it came out that his first wife, who he's now divorced from, of course, because he's married to Kamala Harris, he had an affair on her, so with the nanny at the time. And apparently there was a pregnancy involved with the nanny. Don't know what happened to the baby, whether the baby is alive now and is a person or abortion.
Was aborted.
No, I no idea.
I have something to tell you guys. I am the dog. I'm kidding. No.
Go ahead. Go ahead. So in the midst of all that, and then this new allegation, and again, this is just an allegation. I don't want to say that it's confirmed. The first one is confirmed. He actually has come out himself and said, yes, I had an affair. Yes, there was a baby. So all that's real. Now there's assault allegations on him that he was slapping his former girlfriend and stuff. And he's denying that. But the point is, in the midst of all of this, first of all, how many people even knew that this stuff was happening? Because the media,
mainstream media has completely covered that up.
And imagine if this was the second lady or the potential first lady, because that's what he is, you know, possibly going to be the first gentleman. If that was happening to anybody else, imagine what the coverage would be, okay? Not that it would be headline news every day, but you would know about it.
Well, they did the whole hit piece on Melania. Remember when she was doing the cover of the magazine and the, you know, the things.
Oh, yeah. They've been brutal to her.
Right.
So anything that comes out like this, it would be pretty salacious. TMZ would be talking mm-hmm. about it. Probably mainstream news. If not headline all the time, it would be a news item that you'd know about. In the midst of this, though, Jen Psaki, not only do they not cover it, Jen Psaki decides to do an interview with him and titled the interview "The New Face of Masculinity."
Yeah, yeah.
You
There's
got a clip.
Pop culture phrase "wife guy," which you've kind of been known as. Are you familiar with this?
I've heard about
it. As called a wife guy, a proud wife guy. How do you feel about that?
Well, if I do something annoying to Kamala and she gets upset, I'll just show her that article. Right. And I'll say, I'm trying.
Or a t-shirt or a mug.
Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So when Jen Psaki suggested he was lifting women up, she didn't mean by hitting them so hard their feet leave the floor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, all that's right. not what she meant. Now, I don't know if you know this about Jen Psaki. She seems to be a little bit of a partisan herself.
Oh, no,
I have,
what?
No.
Yeah.
I think you should circle back to that because I'm not sure that I really agree with that.
I see what you did there.
Thank
Peppermint
you.
Patty would not do something
Thank
like
you very
that.
Much. No, this shocked me because you I've continued to see, you know, we search news. You've got articles all over the desk all the time.
Mark Cox never
Mark
does that.
Cox
Come on.
Is very, very prepared.
I kill many trees daily.
But the stuff we see, you know, if there's a hint of a rumor, we're probably seeing it. And this stuff's been in the news for 2 months now, roughly, this stuff about Doug Emhoff. And it's not as if it's not out there. It's just not being reported widely. And then what really, really irks me about this story in particular is that it is salacious. It's one of those, like, ooh stories that people would grab onto. It's clickbait. It's the kind of stuff news does. And they're still not doing
it. They're ignoring it.
And then doing this kind of stuff.
And he denied it, and this is the group of people during the hashtag MeToo era who said you have to give women the benefit of the doubt, but apparently not in this case.
No, not in this. Not in this case, not only do you not have to give women the benefit of the doubt, you do an interview with him on mainstream media and not even address it and call him a hero for women.
Why don't they interview Diddy and tell him that he's redefined masculinity?
That would be great. Yeah. I would love to see really any interview with Diddy right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It might have been the Babylon Bee, but they had an ad on there for a new shirt you can buy. It's the Doug Imhoff wife beater.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No kidding.
It wasn't his wife. It was a former girlfriend or something?
You know who really loved that was the Crickets.
Carl, you really like that Cricket button, don't you?
The Doug Imhoff.
I was told I'm not making it up. It's true.
Too much.
Yeah. Never enough.
Yeah, this is true stuff. And just another, as if you needed another example that the mainstream media doesn't really have your best interests in mind. Certainly not no bias here. It is full bias and full coverage, full blocking for their side all the time.
All the time. The guy for, I don't know if you've seen it yet, the O'Keefe Media Group did another undercover piece with some MSNBC employees, a producer.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
who
this.
Just admitted that they're all in. But play that for him, Carl. Cut number seven. Listen.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes. It hammers home the point that I'm making, that this news network is indistinguishable from the party.
Are they just the Democratic Party's mouthpiece?
Exactly.
MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece.
Yes. Yeah.
Basil calls MSNBC viewers brainwashed.
Basil. The guy's name is Basil Hamdan or something like that.
Do you think he thought that he was maybe going on a date with that girl and that's why he was willing to disclose that?
That's what they always do.
Yeah, that's what O'Keefe does sometimes.
Yeah.
With guys.
O'Keefe goes on a lot of dates. Well, you know what? He's a little more recognizable now.
He is.
But
he has to go in disguise.
He
when
needs
he does
like
that.
A Matt Walsh disguise.
Yeah, put a wig on
him. A wig, the glasses, a man bun.
Have you seen that movie yet?
I saw Am I Racist? It was really, really funny. Have you seen it?
I have not. Kim has.
I did. I thought it was hilarious.
We got to interview the producer who is Matt Walsh says in the movie, you know, I have
Ben.
15 to 17 black friends. And Ben is the producer that comes in during some of the interviews. And we got to interview him.
And they got Robin DiAngelo to pay Ben reparations.
Yes, and so we got to ask him about all this. One of the questions I asked him was, speaking to, you know, getting recognized, how many times did you go into an interview and people were like, that's Matt Walsh. I'm not doing an interview. He said zero times.
Wow.
Except for the very first one, which is in the movie, halfway through it. And it's set up for the narrative of the movie, is that he's like, oh, they recognize me in this one meeting. Now I have to go undercover. Yeah. And he just puts a wig on.
Oh my, yeah, it was hilarious.
But apparently that's the only time that they did any interview that somebody recognized him.
One of the best parts of that movie is where there's a diagram. Like, it shows pictures of people smiling because it says that sometimes white people smile too big at black people and it's very offensive. And so it shows the different levels of smiling. I know this is not good for radio, but it's so, I mean, the last one is like eyes completely bugged out of the head. It looks like they slept with a hanger in their mouth.
It's like the Black
saying,
Hole Sun video.
You're racist if you smile that hard.
It's not possible for a human to have that. Yeah. But that was so funny.
That is funny. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.